Hi, this is Russ Dizdar from the organization Shatter the Darkness. I'm going to share with you a little bit about preemptive systematic theology, one of the courses that we are offering right now that we have taught over the years, that we have, at this point now, have redesigned the entire course, updated the entire course after 20-some years, and we're going to offer it again. If you're a local student, we're going to be teaching it at a local level. Here in the Cuyahoga Falls area of Ohio, but we're also going to be uploading this in on the internet and offering it as a course that will probably end up with at least 50 hours of 1-hour sessions, notes, and resources, and so forth. So I'm here to just tell you a little bit about the course and tell you what we're going to be doing with it. If you have the webpage that came with this, or maybe you got a newsletter or a email in the mail and you've clicked on and you're listening to this, I'm going to be reading some of the materials right off of the web page that we have. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you'll find right there to the left Theology for the Third Millennium, or you'll see a place where it says Preemptive Systematic Theology. If you click on there, you will have the entire page and give some of the definitions that I'm sharing now and show you how to enroll in the course and get ready and what it's all about. Let me say, first of all, that most people know theology in the terms of systematic theology. There's historical theology, practical theology. There is also integrative theology. And I have loved studying systematic theology. What do we mean by systematic theology? Well, first of all, theology, the way I've defined it over the years in classes, is simply this: the study of God using the Word of God, that's the revelation of God, by the illumination of the Spirit of God to the glory of God, to build our relationship with God. And so theology is simply really the study of God, the ability to be able to come before God and study God. The Bible is packed with the revelation of God, His nature, His being, His words, His works, His mission. If you want to know about God, the Word of God is just pouring out a massive special revelation. Obviously, the greatest revelation in Scripture is the revelation of God in human flesh, Christ. And the Scriptures, Old and New Testament, all point to Jesus. So we look at theology as literally just, you know, those who've written, the theologians that have written books over the years, and I got thousands here that are great resources that talks about not only the centrality of biblical revelation, but also dealing with, hey, in the body of Christ in 2,000 years, there's been some deviant things that have crept into the church. So we'll deal with neo-orthodox and liberal theology and cultic movements, and we'll look at what's called polemics within the church, straightening out, you know, doctrine. And that's what pastors and leaders and great spiritual leaders are supposed to do. But you got to know it well. And every believer, the Book of God is open to you and I. So any of the books that we offer and any books I ever refer to, they're just secondary to the grid, the Word of God that we would all study and get into and delve into. So let me encourage you in your study that the Word of God plays the central role in our study. The Spirit of God plays a central role in our study as the one who lit our eyes and our understanding to bring and to receive the revelation of God. Matter of fact, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, Paul gives this tremendous prayer. The Spirit of God records it for us to be able to pray the same way. He prays that we would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we might know Jesus better. Epigenosis. That we might know Jesus better than we've ever known Him. It's possible to know Jesus more and more and more. Now, we really know Him. I knew Him almost 33 years ago. I come to know Jesus when I was saved. But I know Him better and better and better by the work of the Holy Spirit inwardly and the use of the Word of God in my walk with Him. And that happens. We are to get deeper in the Lord, deeper in our relationship with God, deeper in our understanding of truth. And but also then that guards us because of the error in 1 John, we're supposed to know about the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. We're to know the doctrine. That comes from the Greek word didache, meaning teaching. We're supposed to know the teaching of God, the teaching of the Word of God. And so I encourage you that as you listen to this, and even if you don't take the course, please let me encourage you to take time to study. Even if you get a hold of some of these books that I've recommended, the books are good. They're not the Bible. The Bible sits on top of them. And they're simply written by other theologians and so forth that have compiled material that I think has it is good, but always limited too, because no one theologian can write and exhaust biblical revelation. And so we're going to use two of those primary books. Lectures in Systematic Theology is probably the primary book. Exploring Theology is the other one. Those would be the two primary books. And then secondarily, Truth Aflame and Practical Christian Theology as far as backdrops. So those are two. So even if you were to buy those yourselves and read them and study them with the Word of God in hand, you're going to gain a wealth. And let me encourage you, because this is what I know is so exciting over the years for me. Whenever I study books like that, and I got thousands of them around me, and I've done this over the years, and so it's very experiential for me. God gave us the Holy Spirit that we might be taught, that He would teach us all things in Scripture and show us, that He would reveal things, that He would warn us concerning error, and that He would give us the Word of God. Even in spiritual, our armor, the armor of God, the Word of God play is the sword of the Spirit. And so we look at the Word of God, the incredible Word of God that is the grid for all of our study, that is the source of all of our study. We look to the Spirit of God to guide and lead. And again, as a believer, we've been given the Spirit of God that we might freely know, that we might know what God has freely given us to. So we can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Spirit of God has been given that we might know. We have the Spirit of adoption. We cry out, Father. We can yield right here and right now because of the inseparable, never-leaving presence of Jesus Christ. He's alive, man. He's alive within your heart and my heart and the Holy Spirit in your life. And so when you get into these studies, we simply come before God and say, God, I know You want me to learn. Because it took God about 1,600 years using up to 40 different writers to bring about the entirety of the Bible we have today. The incredible inspiration and preservation and translation and then proclamation of the Word of God is an incredible study. And that's under the systematic study of the bibliology. The study of the inspiration, infallibility, revelation, illumination of the Word of God, the canon of the Word of God, how we got our Bibles. And then we'll look at deviant views, where people have gone off the path from the Word of God and got into other things. That's where the Gnostics come in, and the Docetics, and the Nicolaitans, and the New Agers, and the New Orthodox, and Liberals, and all that we'll take a look at. And then what does the Word of God say about itself? So that's one of the numerous studies in systematic theology. Systematic theology really just takes topics in the Scripture, biblical revelation in topics. For example, under angelology, what theologians would do normally was to take every verse, Old Testament and New Testament, and bring them together, look at all of them, and then writing a chapter on angelology, they would write about the origin of angels, the nature of angels, the difference between cherubim, seraphim, and watchers and archangels, the work of angels, messengers. And so it's really, again, letting the revelation of Scripture be poured out on that subject so that we don't have just one or two verses on what angels are all about. If you want to know about angels, listen, man, that's why systematic theology gives a compact, but it seems to try to give an exhaustive biblical view. What does the Bible say? And then it also will deal with what false, teaching out there might also say, so that we don't get mixed up with that. So whether that's angelology, demonology, ecclesiology, which is all about the church, Christology, referring to Christ, soteriology, salvation, eschatology, in things, the second coming of Christ, heaven and hell. So we're going to go through topics of God and His nature, the very being of God, of Trinity, of the attributes of God. And we'll go over, again, bibliology, and we'll go over Old Testament theology and New Testament theology. And so there's numerous doctrine, teaching in Scripture, revelation in Scripture, that has been poured out and then categorized and then brought out in a chapter-by-chapter progressive sense that we might, you know, have a deeper and broader grasp. And that's why these great spiritual leaders and teachers and theologians have written these over the years. And maybe you've already taken some courses. Now, with me reading numerous courses over the years, and I still study and take courses, it's now 30 years and I'm still taking courses. I love doing it. I love to keep adding because John the Baptist said it well in the Gospel of John, a man only has what he's received from God. So if I keep going to the Lord and get more and more and more and more from the Lord, I have a lot to give. Not only do I have stuff that just packs my life up with in my relationship with God, but also I have a lot to give. And but I can't exhaust it either. And so when you go through 50 hours of this course, whether you're a local student, 4.5 months, or an internet student, whether it should only take you 6 months, but you can take as long as you want. And if you're an internet student, you can download and make a CD of these MP3s, and you can go over it again and again and again later on. You can, if you're teaching class, Sunday school, or small group Bible study, and some of these things you can go back to and restudy again and again and again. I do that all the time. I'm doing that right now. I'm looking at brand new books on systematic theology. I'm going to old books, so I might have 20 volumes around me, but I still have the Scripture as my central grid. I appreciate what others have written. In the book of Proverbs, there's a verse that says, "Walk with the wise, and you will grow wise." And I think that's part of what we're doing here in this study. We are literally walking with the wise, those who have written and those who have given materials in the past and laid those out. And now here we are, in the presence of God, led by the Spirit of God, studying and delving in. I like what it says in the book of Peter about the prophets of old. It says with an intensity, with tremendous care. I mean, they had a great diligence. They were trying to see and look into the prophecies of the Old Testament, what the Spirit of Christ was showing them. Man, don't you want to do that? Get into the Word of God and study it and study it and study it and study it and see what the Spirit of God is showing you. And read it and read it and read it and read it and read it. See, many times Christians go to the Bible out of crisis. Maybe we just have devotions on a daily basis. That's good. They're both good, but not good enough. Listen, I'm saying it pastorally. I'm saying it in my own experience. Devotional things on a daily basis, which even most Christians don't get to. Which is an amazing thing, the wealth, the treasures, the knowledge of Scripture. When you read the first couple chapters of Proverbs, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God literally can set your life up in such a way for blessing and longevity and fruitfulness. There's such massive knowledge and wisdom to be gained. And you know what, I believe God loves a diligent student. I believe God loves it when we're up early and we're delving in and we're sitting down and we're, you know. So I want to say again, good to have devotions every day. Good to be with the Lord every day. Good to, when we have a crisis, I love, you know what, all I know about when a crisis comes, go to the Word of God. Just delve into it and see what God's showing you. See how the Holy Spirit will lead you. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit will only remind you of what you have. You know, He'll teach you, He'll remind you of the things that you already got in your life. So I think a study course like this, where you're going to be, I mean, I'm going to, listen, I'm a teacher, I'm a discipler, and so I'm going to be pushing you, and I'm going to be urging you, and I'm going to be saying, listen, you got your homework done. Have you been with the Lord? Have you studied that chapter? Have you done this? I, you know, on a local level, I'm not going to let you be lazy. On an internet level, I'm going to push you, and I'm going to encourage you. So you're going to have a combination of teaching and detailed teaching with some of my preaching and urging you and the days that we live to gain this information, to gain this knowledge of God, to use this knowledge of God, to broaden yourself. to make yourself, allow yourself to become that spiritual, you know, oak, that spiritual, you know, massive oak tree that it talks about in Isaiah, and to become a real pillar for the Lord. And I really believe, and I read this probably 20 years ago in a book, and I remember the guy that was writing this one book on evangelism said, what the world needs right now is a combination of the passion of evangelism, but also a massive, massive theological, and almost like a theologian that has become a super soul winner, set on fire. That's so that we can have an answer for the atheist, for the agnostic, for the existentialist, for the nihilist, so that we can have an answer for the pantheist, the New Ager, for the occultists, for the Luciferians, for the Wiccan, for the pagan, for the hedonist, so that we can have our lives packed with the knowledge of God and be able to let the Spirit of God, you know, those scriptures that are going to be, you know, packed into our life to be able to give an answer. Because the Word of God is living and active. It has power in it. And there's great wisdom. I love what it says about Stephen in the early days, that in the book of Acts, when he was preaching and sharing among all these learned individuals, it says that they could not stand up against the wisdom or spirit by which he spoke. And that would be my prayer for you in this course by the end of it, that God would give you such a fire in the Holy Spirit and power in the Spirit of God and a love and passion for Jesus and the mission of God with such depth knowledge and insight and wisdom. When I say wisdom, I mean also knowing the Word of God so well. And what systematic theology does is help you to know the Word of God well, but also to know other things out there in conflict with the Word of God. Atheism, agnostics, pantheism, New Age teachings, and so forth. And so in systematic theology, when you go through bibliology or theology, or you go through the doctrine of God or the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of end things, the doctrine of spiritual warfare, when you go through these things, it'll be also in the context of what others are saying out there in deviant movements. As I've said before, Christianity is facing the largest cultic movement in the history of the world, the history of Christianity. The New Age movement is the largest spiritual deviant, alternative spiritual movement in all of 2,000 years of history for Christianity. There may be 60 million adherents to the New Age movement in the United States, more than that in Europe and England and so forth. That's why you see this spiritual, the New Age movement spirituality is really like an occult level of light level initiation into the seducing spirits of 1 Timothy 4:1. 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God, who is with you right now, who will be with you in those studies, has laid out the revelation of the end days. And the Spirit of God clearly says that in the end days, that seducing spirits will come on the broadest and most unparalleled level ever. So, preemptive systematic theology, and what we're going to attempt to do in this course, is to pour out the systematic doctrine, didache, teaching, revelation of Scripture in a systematic format, but also in the context of the days we're living in and the days to come. We're living in the days right now. Everybody knows there's this ominous feeling. Something's going to happen. It's coming down to it. Could it be that Antichrist already lives on the earth somewhere? When is Jesus going to return? When's it all going to, when's everything going to explode? When is literally hell going to be unleashed on earth? And, so our preparation for all of this, and our confidence in ministry of evangelism, the mission of God, and so forth. Let me just go over a few of the things that I think that are very important. If you have the web page, if you don't have it, again, go to shadowthedarkness.net and click on where it says Preemptive Systematic Theology. And the local course begins the 25th. And we'd love to see you on a local level. But you can also take it at any time through the internet. And we encourage you to get signed up soon. If you sign up through the web, what will happen there is you will get MP3s and notes every week will be unleashed to you. And you'll get anywhere from 2 to 4 hours of lectures on a weekly basis for up to about 6 months. It'll accumulate to about 50 hours worth, and I don't know, probably 60 pages or more of outline notes, resources. Each one of the subjects and sessions will have basically its own web page with resources, and you'll be able to keep all that. But let me just go over the whole concept here. First of all, preemptive theology, the idea here, I'm going to read this right off the web. Preemptive in the sense, now listen, this is very important, in the sense that this course will look at what the church and the world are facing in light of biblical prophecy. Instead of playing the guessing game and where the world's going, biblical prophecy tells us clearly what's going to be happening in the world and how we're to live then. Like in the Old Testament, he said, how should we then live? The great theologian Francis Schaeffer wrote a book entitled, based on that revelation out of the book of Ezekiel 33 and 34. Well, it goes on to say this, we should be at the cutting edge with knowledge, issues, and ministry. Biblical prophecy tells us that we are coming to an unequal time in history. The rise of supernatural evil, the work of God, will come to the deepest collision ever in all of world history. You're living on the cutting edge, Christian. You're living in the greatest clash. You may be the generation where the visible return of Christ comes. If that is true, you'll be the generation where the great revolt will be unleashed, the great chaos that brings about a new world order. You're going to be involved with the reality that the Antichrist is on the earth and will eventually make his apocalypse, his revelation. We're going to be thrust into a time when the greatest deception in world history and the greatest destruction in world history, Jesus said, would be so unparalleled that if the days weren't shortened, no flesh would be left. Incredible. That's why I think that we should look at it in all of the systematic theology in a preemptive sense, and so that I will continue all the way through the course to say, okay, we're learning about even past issues where the church had to deal with the Gnostics and the Nicolaitans and the Apollinarians and the Arians and the Ebonites and Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and all the outside, you know, things that really kind of steal some of Scripture and then twist that Peter talks about. Scripture twisters, they twist it to their own destruction. So we're going to, you know, we got to take a look at that as we're going through too, so that you can have, again, a systematic revelation of Scripture in your life, so that Scripture interprets Scripture, so that there is a systematic, there's no need to take this verse and that verse and try to build something that gets out of context. Scripture is systematic because there's one author behind the entire book. It's the only book whose author is always present. It's the only living book. Incredible. It goes on to say this on the website page that we've developed. It says, preemptive systematic theology will put you on the cutting edge of today's ministry needs. The rapid, fast-paced culture is in a spiritual confusion, and it will lead to the greatest of chaos in all of world history. Well, I also touch on, again, an outline of the course dealing with, again, the doctrines of the Bible, doctrine of God, doctrine of angels, doctrine of Satan and demons, doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of salvation, doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to be adding, because a lot of theologians, here's why I said again, they're not exhaustive. Even when I read Lewis Sperry Chafer's 8 volumes, or Birkhauer's 13 volumes, or Charles Hodge, his 3 volumes condensed into 1 volume, I've read all those. Now, here's what I'm saying, that most all of them, well, actually, I have none, even Grudem and everybody else. There's none that has an entire chapter on spiritual warfare. And you're going to hear me say again and again throughout the course that that's detrimental to systematic theology. There should be a major course, a major section, chapter within systematic theological books on spiritual warfare. Why? Because the whole of the fall began as a spiritual battle, a war in heaven broke out, and it came to earth. Rebellion is war against God, and there is a clash where our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The whole of our existence as a believer is not against flesh and blood, but against visible, unseen, real powers. And Paul says that we're not, you know, he says it very clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that we should not be outwitted, unaware of the devil's schemes and methodology and so forth. And so in this course, we're going to be adding in wherever there's something missing that the scriptures really emphasize and teach, we will add into this course. So it's not going to be just where you just open the lectures in systematic theology, though it's a vast, you know, volume. I mean, think if we were going through the 8 volumes or so of Lewis Berry Chafer. That'd take, you know, if we're going to do it in a detailed, exhaustive way, take, 2 years to really do it well. Well, because there's things that are lacking, we're going to have to add it in along the way and bring, the goal for me anyway is to help bring us to a preemptive understanding of biblical revelation in the context of systematic theology. We will also do this, we call it theology on fire. Sometimes I've called it that in the course, theology on fire. Let me read it again off the website. All of our studies should be done in the power of a spirit-filled life. There will be teaching with passion and challenge. The goal of this is to keep our first love and deepening our worship, prayer, and mission. The book of Acts is a great demonstration of this. Our study must be set on fire by the Spirit of God and will involve the living interaction with the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that's enormous. That's enormous. We are commanded by the Spirit of God in the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, do not put out the Spirit's fire. And so we want to surrender, and even now I pray that anybody who will ever take this course and that all of how we unveil it and teach it and share it will be in the context of being clothed with power from on high, the fire of the Holy Spirit, that God would give us a spirit of wisdom revelation, Ephesians chapter 1, that we might know Jesus, epigenosis, better to the full, that we might, the eyes of our heart, think about this now in Scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, the eyes of our heart would be what? Enlightened. That we might come to know experientially our inheritance, the incomparably great power of God in us who believe. So this class will pursue massive biblical truth unleashed in the context of the supernatural work of the Spirit of God and of the Great Commission. Let me also say on this webpage, it says Theology and Spiritual Warfare. Here's what I say on the page. After reading hundreds of theology books, I soon realized that most all of them had no minor or major section on spiritual warfare. That is unacceptable. So our study in this course will be in the context that the whole of theology begins and ends with spiritual warfare and spiritual victory. Hallelujah. We must know and use the powerful abilities God gives us, spiritual authority, armor, and gifts, and signs, and wonders, and healing, and deliverance, and the spiritual power of God are at the core of truth and mission. Also, theology and powered evangelism. How could anyone have such a powerful truth and not be involved in the high mission of God is beyond me. Theology on fire is truth in action. It's mission. Winning the world before the end is upon us. As a matter of fact, let me just say out of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said on a visible, he will not return visibly to the world until the gospel of this, you know, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to every single subgroup, every tribe, every language, to the world. And we haven't gotten there yet, by the way. The U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena, you can see information from them, and you'll see that we haven't gotten everybody yet. And maybe you're going to be a missionary. Well, you're a missionary right now in a sense of a witness to the neighbor next to you in the apartment complex, to the work person, to the school person, to your family. I've had the absolute joyful privilege of helping to lead my grandmother to Christ, my father to Christ, seeing my mother come to Christ, family, cousins, my aunt came to Christ. And so that's the great thing. I've got over the years to lead hundreds and hundreds of people to Jesus. And to see great, powerful things and be in revival where the fire and the power of God fell. But the Great Commission is what Jesus is all about. He came to be Savior of the world. You and I know the great verse in John 3:16, but listen, chapter 3, verse 17 says this: God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So we can go out with the proclamation of the good news of great joy, good news of great joy. And good news of great joy is all about the message of God loving us and coming to save us. It's the passion of God. He desires that all men be saved, come to a knowledge of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish. And that listen, so much of the church, and maybe, you know, lives that are listening right now, has centered around just, you know, our own life getting right with God again and again and again and again, barely making it, barely surviving. Can I say to you that that's unacceptable? That's not what Jesus' victory over the devil, victory over sin, victory over death, you know, is all about. The work of the cross is all about great victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Great victory. Jesus said in the context of evangelism, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 16, that if we would go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything whatsoever that was commanded, Jesus said, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. The pledge of the living personal presence of Christ. Wow. We also have the work of the Spirit of God, the dynamic. Look at the book of Acts. And so when we deal with this course in theology, it's going to be in the context of mission. Powerful, supernatural, compassionate evangelism. I pray to God that every student on the web, internationally, wherever you're coming from, the, you know, three or four different countries where we've had students in the past, and locally here, will literally take students out to go out witnessing and sharing Jesus and leading people to salvation and praying for their healing if they have healing needs and praying against demons if there's demonic stuff and feeding them some food if they're hungry or giving them some clothes if they need clothes. So don't think that you're just going to get some information. We're not dealing here with a catalog that you can just sit back and look at from a distance. This is about the impact of truth on fire that leads us to the mission and the passion and the love of God, to where we're compelled to go to the highways and byways and to have the very burden of souls in our lives and the very victory of leading. Listen, I hope that you'll realize that you shouldn't lead just one or two people to Jesus, that maybe you'll lead 2,000 or 3,000 people to Christ in your lifetime. Well, let me give you the last part of this, what I have on this page anyway. It says theology and knowledge. Theology and knowledge. You do know in the book of Daniel, 2,700 years ago, basically, it was prediction of the incredible increase of knowledge in the end of days. And I'm convinced that that includes deception and seduction and alternative spiritualities. So here's what I say on the webpage. With the massive increase of knowledge and the revival of ancient occultic knowledge, the world has many roads to search out. None of those streams will lead them to God or salvation in Christ. The church is also confronted with many challenges as it is called to keep the truth pure and clean. It is the pillar in the ground or foundation of truth. We must demonstrate this in life, deep biblical truth, and mission. This course will also deal with polemics and apologetics. This living, preemptive, systematic theology will confront and cut through the New Age and Luciferian and cult doctrines of demons and give a word with power, demonstration, and biblical supernaturalism. Well, I hope that you'll consider it. We're simply praying that all over, all over the different continents and so forth, where individuals have, you know, come to the shatter site, come to theology for the third millennium. We're living in the third millennium. We're not living, you know, 1,000 years ago. We're living now, and everything's rolling, man. Everything's rolling so fast. You know that, and I know that. And so I hope this course will strengthen you. I believe it will. I believe it will empower you. I believe that it will help you become very powerful in ministry and have answers and have courage, and I trust the Lord will interact with you. Let me go over about, you know, the registration and things like that. I always try to share on courses like this For example, I've been to five different schools and, oh gosh, just dozens of little seminars and things like that that I've taken in conferences, whatever. Well, this course is similar to, like when I was at Malone College, for example, I would say that this course in evaluation would be similar to two of their basic courses in Christian doctrine. Or like when I was at Moody Bible, when one of the courses in Christian doctrine we took there or whatever, that would be equivalent to at least two of those courses. So literally, if you went to Moody Bible or Malone College or whatever, you would pay anywhere. Or if you would take an internet course from Moody Bible or from Trinity Seminary or Columbia Evangelical Seminary, if you take an internet course, it could be anywhere from $500 to $900. Well, here's what's going to happen here. If you're a local student, or if you're a web international student, you'll have anywhere from 45 to 50 hours of internet, you know, sessions, lectures, teaching, so forth that I'll be doing. You'll have probably over 60 some pages of outline notes and so forth, some video, question and answer resources, things like that. And if you're an internet student, you will also have the ability to download those MP3s, make CDs. Or go back and listen to them again and again and again and again and again to keep them and use them for later, you know, later when you're teaching things. We may also, by the spring sometime, be on live internet radio, and we will then take portions of this course and go live, and call-ins can come, and there'll be interaction that way. There'll be interactions that you can make through emailing me. And either myself or students locally may respond to you, primarily me. If you're a local student, you will also be with me in course, you know, the course for 4.5 months, and you'll be led through the studies and so forth, and then you'll be led to practical things. And when I lead the local students to practical things like evangelism, I'll encourage you as students in other states, in other countries, to also initiate evangelism, initiate prayer, spiritual warfare, and intercession, and to experience the mission and the work of God as you're learning the depth of the knowledge of God. Well, let me just say this. The course, basically, look at all the details there if you want to. If you enroll early, there's a little bit of a discount, but primarily the course is about $245, more than half of the lowest costs of other schools and places, more than 3 to 4 times as much. For example, again, a college that I came from, Malone College, it would cost you four. If you took two of their basic courses, they would be around $800 a piece. So it's really a good price, and you're getting a lot of things. You will also have to purchase your own book, and I would encourage you, if you go to the website, you can click on systematic. Or you can go to Amazon.com and look up Systematic Lectures in Systematic Theology by Henry Thiessen, but also then the Exploring Theology. Now, if you have the web page, you may be able just to click right on, and it'll take you to the Amazon. Now, we're encouraging you, we're telling you, you need to immediately, upon your registration, purchase those two books. You can get them used. You can get them used. I always buy used books if I can. They might only be $3 or $4 or $5 with $3 or $4 or $5 in shipping and handling. So I would encourage you to get those as soon as you can. I would encourage you also to purchase Truth of Flame by Larry Hart and Practical Christian Theology by Floyd Brackman. And those would be used later on. They're not required books, those two. We encourage you to have them. I'll make references to those, but the primary books you need immediately would be Exploring Theology. That'll be the first one we use for 4 weeks, and then for the next 4 months or 6 months, if you're an internet student, Lectures in Systematic Theology. So order those right away. Those are expenses you'd have to pay, and I encourage you to get a hold of those. Even if you don't take the course, to get a hold of those and be able to, you know, do some study on your own. If you are going to right now take this course, we're encouraging you. And we just found out that if you go to our website and click on the page, if it does not have a PayPal, if it doesn't have a PayPal little tab to where you can pay through the internet, It's because right now, for whatever reason, PayPal is having a major problem, and so we're, for whatever reason right now, we're just not using them, and so that might come up later. Don't let that worry you. You can send a check or a money order from wherever. I don't care if you're from Canada, wherever, Australia, England, Germany, whatever. You can send a check to the address listed there, P.O. Box, to Shadow of the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. And you can send it that way. Send me an email registration. Either way, local student or web student, send me an email saying, I am registering for the Preemptive Systematic Theology course. Here's my name, my address, phone number, country, and so forth, because I'll need that specifically for web students. Once we do get your check, a link to the site and code will be given to you, how to enter in for your, to get it off of your computer and download the MP3s and download the notes and resources. So you can register by sending me an email saying that you're taking the course and letting me know that you're sending the check. If you're getting this later, probably, in February or whatever, if you're getting this later, it's very possible on the website by then, if it does have a PayPal where you can click on PayPal over the internet and pay that way, you can do that immediately through PayPal and we'll know. And by doing it through PayPal, just list the course you're taking. And that is your registration, because it'll take your name and address and so forth, and we'll begin to send you a response immediately. Let me also say, if you would, take a look and click on where it says Theology for the Third Millennium, the Cutting Edge Courses. Take a look at all the courses, Power Encounters, The Black Awakening, Theocentric Counseling, Freedom Encounters, Basics in Spiritual Warfare, Sexual Decadence in the Inner Man, all those courses and the other ones coming up. We'll have eventually 18. I think we have 16 listed, but eventually 18. Now, there's been a number of people that have been getting to take courses one by one. If you would like to have all those courses and finish all those courses in a 1 year, in 1 year, it'd probably be over $1,700. If you try to do that in local colleges somewhere, it's going to probably cost you around, $4,000 or $5,000 or more for all those courses collectively. What we're going to do right now is we're offering, if you want to give right now a donation to Shatter of $1,000, we'll link you into having all the courses, 16 of them anyway. We'd immediately send you about 4 to 5 of those courses, enroll you in the Preemptive Theology, Systematic Theology course, and then from month to month throughout probably even a 10-month period, you'd receive another course and another course and another course and another course till you've received all 16 courses. And the good news is many courses that began and were purchased at saying that they're going to be 12 hours of lectures and sessions. Well, we've moved up to over 20 hours. We constantly are adding and upgrading and giving new stuff so that if you keep your link, even 6-8 months later, you'll get new materials. Well, I just want to say that I deeply appreciate you being here and taking the time to listen and over the materials that we have to offer. This is, I believe, a providential type course, a cutting edge course. I believe that if, as I've seen and witnessed students that have taken the course, even internet students who have taken courses that have written me about what God has done in their life. And I'm excited about that as an individual, as a, as a teacher, a pastor, as a young theologian. I would encourage you, even if you don't take a course like this, get before the Lord, grow in the Word of God, study your Bible like never before, realize the days that we're living in. Fast-paced, incredible days. May God grant you just, again, for all of us to grow up in the grace and the knowledge of God. May He encourage us. And as you're praying about this, I would pray simply God would just lead you and direct you, whether you should or shouldn't take the course, whether you're able to. Let me tell you again, you're going to have some homework during the week. If you listen to at least 2 1-hour segments per week, you can expect, if you're going to delve into the studies and do the notes, you're going to have another couple hours. Listen, how much time you give to it in the presence of God, in being yielded to the Holy Spirit, and really investing your life into it, will be how much you get out of it. Will be how much you get out of it. And as you launch out in ministry, you're going to notice all that's being put in, how it'll come to you as you're sharing with people, how God will providentially use you and the knowledge of God within you, and how God might even spark you to some of your first witnessing and sharing in ministry episodes. Well, the Lord's blessing be upon you. Keep us in your prayers. And as with all the students, when we have students internationally and locally, please understand this. We pray for all the students everywhere that God will continue to bless you and encourage you and strengthen you and build you. I pray for you name by name. And we just pray that you would pray for us too and encourage you to do so. Hey, the Lord's blessing upon you. If you have questions, you can write to me, Russ Dizdar, at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. If you go to the web, you can look up simply www.shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and you can get hundreds of free hours of materials we have. You can also see the courses and all the other things we do, and if we can help you out in any other way. Lord's blessing upon your life, dear friend.